Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Like a scene out of the movie Gravity.
It was good.
Yeah, right? That's pretty awesome.
I loved it.
Hey, everybody. I'm Doug Benson. Welcome to Getting Doug with Hi. And my guest today is the very talented, you know her from SNL, from Marcel the Shell, Mona Lisa on Parks and Rec. It's Jenny Slate, everybody.
Hello,
Jenny
Internet.
Slate's here. First guest.
This is cool.
In the show's history. So, like, we have anniversaries, you're going to have to come back.
Fine. And I was actually driving here today, and I was like, I would do this every week. I was like really excited.
Oh, maybe
to
that's
come
what
here.
We should do is just make you co-host.
Yeah. Well, we can talk
want.
About it later.
All right. We sent a car for you.
Yeah.
Because the plan is that we are going to get high live on the internet,
right.
And so we want to do the responsible thing. And you and everyone else that's in this little room. Is going to get a lift home afterwards so that
that's
you don't
nice.
Have to drive after smoking.
Yeah, that's a weird
being,
move.
Or being hotboxed, as the case may be. And I've been watching, I just saw on a plane, one of the episode where Aziz tries to break up with you on Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
And Tom Haverford.
Yes.
And does that mean you're not going to be back again, or...?
No, I already came back.
Okay, good. I'm behind.
I was in the season premiere, and I'm back.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And do you think that your character, Mona Lisa, is a pot smoker? Or has she or will she smoke pot?
Oh, yeah. I think she does all the drugs that there are, and then, like, makes new drugs out of, like, dead bug shells and whatever's under the sink.
She's hella crazy.
She's disgusting. Yeah, she's the worst person
so
that there
fun.
Is.
Almost feels like a sister character to Ben Schwartz's Jean Ralphio.
Right, or would be literally his twin sister, which is what the character is.
I really picked up on that.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
But have you appeared together?
Yeah.
I thought you, because in this last one, he wasn't around.
No.
He was too busy making the new Spider-Man movie.
He does
right?
look like
He's
that
Andrew
guy.
He's Andrew Garfield's double.
Yeah.
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 So we have to, 4:20 is fast approaching.
Okay.
And the reason the show starts at 4:15 is so that we can officially just wind up, you know, get to the point where when it becomes 4:20, that's when we hit it. So the question is, of all these options, first of all, we're going to have a nicer bong next time. This one wasn't selected by me. Gelman picked this one out, I think.
Huh.
And it's a little cheap looking.
This is like what we used to have in college. And then I had one that looked like a boob with a dick, and we called it the tit boob, tit dick.
Appropriately enough.
Yeah,
and this does seem like college because it's...
it's like GAC Nickelodeon.
You can knock it over.
Yeah.
Like, because bongs, glass bongs in a college situation, those
yes.
Those
ours was plastic.
Made to be broken.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... What's your preference? Like, what would you prefer to... Do you roll joints ever?
I usually roll joints, but we don't have to do that. And then I have one of these little guys at home that my best friend Gabe got me.
Yeah, and speaking of... Oh, there it is. It's 4:19.
I
set my alarm to go off every day at 4:19. And But speaking of tit dick or...
Yeah.
Or boob cock...
Oh, that's a straight up wiener.
That's super veiny, and
yeah.
I appreciate that you're not going to make me put that up to my mouth.
These are really... What's that?
That's a grinder. Did you think this was something you smoke out of?
I was like,
how
what?
Do you?
I've been doing this for a while. I've never seen one of those.
This
things.
Is you grind up the
cool.
weed and then you make a joint with it. I don't know how to roll joints, so I'm impressed
don't.
That you do.
Mm.
I mean, I know how it, I've seen it happen, and I can approximate it, but mine are terrible. So we want to use this crazy plastic bar, or do you want to use this glass piece over here?
I mean, this is going to make giant rips.
Yeah. Well, this will too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you have a preference? between, I have an indica called Afghani.
Oh, my God.
And a, I went shopping, or a sativa called Green Goddess. The sativa, you know the difference between sativa and indica?
I like the ones that make you happy and not, like, super chilled out, like, not sleepy.
Yeah,
I like to laugh.
That's sativa, so that's, that's Green Goddess.
You had one the other week when I smoked your pot after a comedy show that made me so happy that I asked my husband to drive the car for an extra 20 minutes because I loved it so much.
That was my weed after a show? I was just saying before the show I wasn't sure if I'd ever smoked with you or not.
Yeah, we smoked weed outside of Largo after we did our
venue dropper.
Stand-up comedy.
All right, well, I'm going to hit this really quick just so that we hit the 420 because it's we're going to be late.
Can't be late for this.
Mm-mm.
These are all so clean. This is like my mother-in-law is going to see this somehow.
Is she?
I felt bad because I didn't like tweet about it that much because my lovely mother-in-law has started to follow me on Twitter. And so I was like, ugh, I don't know. I don't want her to tune in.
Okay. Well, we asked people on Twitter to write into hashtag getting Doug to if they have any questions for you. So
right.
Hopefully we won't get into anything too personal.
I'll answer anything. I don't have any secrets.
Does your husband smoke weed?
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He really doesn't.
No, he doesn't. Say it into every camera.
I keep looking down because I just realized I was wearing this shirt the other day and people were like smiling at me while I was walking down the street. And I thought it was because they were like... She brings
That's
joy
Mona Lisa
or something.
From the Louvre.
Something. And then I just realized that it was open. And so one of the buttons is like not, firm.
It's not,
so
it's not open enough for
something.
My taste.
I don't want to pull an Elaine Bennett.
I think you're all right. You're not going to have too bad of a nip slip.
I don't need to be embarrassed on the internet any more than I already have been.
I hate the expression nip slip because it sounds racist.
In what way?
You don't know what the word nip means? Other than a nipple?
No.
It's kind
of... I'll take a nipple.
I believe it's a slur against the Japanese.
It is?
I think so. Like a, 1941 kind of thing to say.
I guess I'm proud that I don't know that.
Back in the day. That is good that you don't know that. That's adorable that you don't know that.
I don't know that.
Now, when you smoke...
Yeah.
Are you like a one-hit wonder, or do you, like the night at Largo, how many times did you hit that to get that satisfied, let's drive around for 20 minutes high?
Right. I think I smoked it 3 to 4 times.
Okay.
But
and then you're pretty good at that point. You wouldn't need to just keep going. You're not.
No, I don't. And I smoke like once a day, and, and I smoke like my little pipe. I'll probably hit it like twice and then wait a half an hour and then like hit it again.
And well, as long as we're starting to dig into your high history,
sure,
which would be a terrible show, Drunk History.
Yeah.
Which you've been on that, right?
Yeah, I threw up 3 times after I did it.
Can you imagine doing the same thing but high? You would probably remember most of the history that you know fairly accurately.
That's
you may use too many words, but you mm-hmm. wouldn't be stupid, and then all that vomiting would be avoided.
Yeah, that's true.
But it wouldn't be a hilarious show. Like Drunk History is hilarious because drunk people. We like to laugh at them.
Yeah.
You know? So when did you start? Like, what age did you start?
I started smoking pot really late. I started smoking pot my senior year of high school, which I think is late. But I was like I didn't get in trouble in high school ever.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't, I waited until I was, I didn't wait. It just happened that way. But I started when I was 28.
Well,
there's
so
still, this is fun talking.
That's
while
why you're like married
smoke
to it.
Continues to come out of my mouth.
It's like,
when is it going to stop coming out of my mouth? I think that was a
there's
crazy
still
big
a little
hit. There's
bit
still
coming
smoke
up.
Coming out of my mouth.
Whoa, we will.
Yeah, yeah. This is, I like this, this item.
I'm not used to
this one
to...
can stay. This one is going to go. Sorry.
That's all right.
There's a lot of water in it. It was splashier than I expected it to be.
Luckily,
did
the
I
carpet
get you?
Is... No, you didn't.
All right, good.
The carpet
no,
is super...
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Do you eat meat?
Sometimes.
Random question.
I did, and then I stopped. Now sometimes I'll do it, but last night I like had some chicken wings and had diarrhea for like straight up an hour, like horrible.
I'm so glad I asked that question.
Yeah,
because it was seemed irrelevant, but then it led to that beautiful statement. And the reason I'm asking is because I do a podcast called Dining with Doug and Karen.
Who is Karen?
And Karen's my friend Karen Anderson, and we're doing one this weekend on Sunday. In Santa Monica, like brunch time, so there might be like breakfast meats. Do you like breakfast meats?
Doug, I do, but I've got to be in Austin. So
that settles that. All right. Thought I'd give it a shot. But we'll have you on some other time. What about hot dogs? Do you enjoy hot dogs?
Love them. I love going to the Red Sox game with my dad. Yeah. And having a cold beer and
you shouldn't drag dad into the conversation on this show.
He's fine with it.
If your mom's going to see it, though.
Mm. My parents don't care. I think I would just, you know, I wouldn't want to. I've never had the like any conversation with my in-laws about pot.
No, I haven't had to have the conversation because I was like, hey, I'm in this off-Broadway play, Marijuana Logs.
Right.
Like, Super High Me is a movie I did.
Yeah.
So, like, everybody's on board, but we never talk about it. Like,
right.
Me and my mother have not had one conversation about me smoking weed or how
really?
Much I smoke. She should be a guest on the show.
Yeah.
But she lives far away, so.
My parents are, one of them is a pot smoker, and we've smoked pot together. So, they're, you know, it's just, it's normal.
Okay.
I guess.
All right, if you say so.
Yeah. Like,
I know lots of families that smoke. A friend of mine that's in this very room, you know, his mother smokes. I don't know if they smoke together.
I've done it a few times, and it's, you know, fine. But sometimes I really, like, I start to freak out.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's, like, situations where you probably shouldn't be too high. Like let's say if you're on a live show on the internet.
Yeah. God. Wouldn't that be scary?
Like, do you think we're going to have a hard time getting guests as awesome as you?
I was like, what
That's a loaded
am I the
question.
First guest? Like,
no, because you'd be a guest. You'd be a great guest at any point.
Thank
but also, you.
You
were the first one that said yes to this date. You
yeah,
know,
like, so that's what it is.
Like everybody else was like, hey, how about the second one?
Yeah, no, it was offered to me, and I immediately said yes.
Okay, and you can say no to this at any point, but if you can. Continue smoking through the entire thing. I think that'd be awesome.
Well, we'll see.
But don't. I'm not a pusher. Yeah.
Do you remember an episode of Punky Brewster where like there were drugs around?
No,
they were like,
no.
We've got nose candy. And that was Coke.
Yeah, nose candy.
And then they had joints, and I was like, what are those? I remember seeing them, and it looked like candy to me, and I thought that's what the nose candy was, and that you'd be like, bonk, and like you'd put it.
Why hasn't anyone made joint shaped? Candy cigarettes yet.
Yeah. I hate candy
cigarettes.
That'd
be fun. They're gross.
My husband, like, loves them.
Does he also like Necco wafers?
Yeah. I like those, too.
That's a weird thing about candy.
I like anything.
We all like random.
Yeah. I like anything that seems like it's a button that I could eat. Like, that nobody would have to sift through my shit to find it if I ate it. This is a button that I eat. That's what I
am. So you like Mentos, the fruity ones?
Ugh, I don't know.
Do you like Spree?
No. I don't like those. I don't know why.
Those look like buttons.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I was wrong.
We're terrible at this game. speaking of games, let's have a pot quiz hop shot.
You okay?
I thought I was gonna say it just like Dennis Hopper and Speed.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Do you know what?
I stumbled.
My favorite line in Speed is, "For who? For what?" is what he says.
Wow.
Do you remember that?
I don't.
He says, "What?"
I get fixated on pronunciation like that, too, because I saw the trailer for Zero Dark Thirty a lot.
Uh-huh.
And Chris Pratt goes, "Bin Laden." What are you talking about? Bin Laden? He like fucking lays into Laden and really cracks me up every time. I love saying it.
God, I haven't seen a trailer for a movie in like 3 years because I never watch
screenings.
We don't have a cable. We have like Hulu. And so there's just like trailers for Thor. which I love.
Because you never go out to the cinema?
I go to the, oh, I see them in the cinema, but yeah, I don't see them like on the television.
I don't watch them on the internet because I'll watch trailers on the big screen because it's my favorite part of the experience.
Yeah.
But they ruin the movie every time.
Now they do.
Yeah.
Now they're
go way into the third act in every one.
They really do.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't need every beat of the story. I'm already going to know what's going to happen just because it's already, you know, a well-told story.
I agree.
Often told. That's what I liked. Gravity's coming out.
Yeah.
They filmed it in this room, first of all.
Yeah.
And as soon as I saw the logo for the show, I loved it because
I
had seen Gravity.
Oh, my God, I can't see this anymore.
Okay, that's enough.
No way. No way.
Because what's happening to you right now? Like, what's the...
I've had enough.
What's your problem?
Oh, no problem at all.
You're happy, but...
Really happy.
But there's a limit.
Yeah, because I went like that, and then I went like that, and I was like... I think
you do know we're in a set that's got a space theme, so that might also be tripping you out a little bit.
It's just the swivel chair, really fun chair.
All right. But I saw the same thing somewhere else recently. Now I can't remember where it was, and nobody cares. Let's do the pod quiz.
Okay.
How are we doing on time? How are we doing, Gelman?
8 minutes left.
Are we supposed to be in the first break yet?
Not yet.
8 minutes till the first break, you guys. And here's another exciting thing, Jenny.
What?
Here's an exciting thing, Jenny.
Yeah.
People at home are smoking along with us.
I'm sure, yeah.
And I would like to hear from them on Twitter. Who is good, just like Jenny, at this stage of the game?
Yeah.
Or who could keep going, like a certain Doug Benson that I know. But I'm also good. Like, I don't necessarily need more, but I'm just one of those people that as long as it's still being passed around...
You'll just do it.
I just keep going until we have to go, you know, get in a car or something.
I used to be like that.
As a passenger.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you want to stay in the car for as long as possible.
I don't know. I don't like other people driving pretty much ever.
Really?
I mean, when I take a car service, obviously I let them drive.
Oh, but of course.
Hey, step aside, driver. Just sit in the back. I'll take care of this.
Put on the hat.
I just need a car.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the quiz.
Oh, right.
There's nothing at stake, so don't worry about it. And this is, since the show takes place at approximately 4:20 every Wednesday at this place where you found it.
Right.
The questions are all about 4:20.
Oh, okay.
Do you think you know anything about that?
Just a very little bit, I would say.
I've had to do some research so that I can, you know, joke about it. But here's the first question.
Mm-hmm.
They're all true or false. 4:20 commemorates the death of Bob Marley.
I have to say... What I think about that, or true or false? I forgot what you said.
I need your opinion.
I think that's great. I think it was a really important singer.
Is it true or false?
I think it is false.
That one is indeed false.
Okay.
Yes, it is not the date Bob Marley died. He died on 5/11/81. Why don't we get something going on that day? I've dropped the ball on that. I've never celebrated 5/11, but now I'm on board. Bob Marley. Mm. Also, some people think Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison died. Those are all wrong. They all died on lots of different fun dates.
Over the calendar.
Jim Morrison's death, though, you'd get drunk, right? He wasn't necessarily like a pothead per se.
Yeah, I always think of him as like a whiskey on his like sweaty belly with his like shirt ruined. That's sort of his look for partying.
But don't picture him that way as he also looks now.
Right.
Don't put current Val Kilmer in that.
Right.
You go back to what's his name in Top Gun. What was his name in Top Gun? Ice.
Ice?
Yeah.
The Iceman?
Iceman, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Sure, we think it's right.
I've seen it a couple
That's not
times.
Part of the quiz.
Sorry.
The Grateful Dead only stayed in rooms that say 4:20 on them in hotels on the road. Is that true or false?
I hope that's false, because that is really not
That's really
true.
Silly, but I get very happy when they just put me in room 4:20, like, coincidentally.
Yeah.
For some reason, that really makes me happier. If I'm close to it, every time I walk by it in the hallway, I kind of, you know, give it a look, like, that's the one.
Yeah, I always have a little
That's my boy.
In my head.
Yeah.
Was it true or false?
I think we said it was false.
I said it was false, yeah.
Yeah, that's true that
I'm
it's false.
I'm glad that they didn't do that.
Good for you, Grateful Dead, mm-hmm. not doing that dumb thing.
Don't do that.
Speaking of dumb things, is it true or false that Adolf Hitler was born
true.
On April 20th? Wow, you jumped all over that
one. Well, I'm Jewish.
We should have hid under the table from that question.
I know all the important numbers around
Yeah, that's very true. But also pot smokers know it because it's just, it's a pox
it's
on our
chill.
Day.
It's
our
not
day.
Chill.
You got to think about yeah. Adolf Hitler.
It's the least chill, you know, that you could have.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good at all. Okay. True or false, there are 420 chemical compounds in cannabis. Compounds.
I don't, probably, God, that's probably true, isn't it? That can't be right. I don't know.
It's false.
Yeah.
There's 315 chemicals reportedly in cannabis, but I can't back that one up. I've never heard of that
Christ.
One.
Jesus Christ.
I've never heard of that one before. All right, I think we're running late on time, so right, aren't we about right on?
Only 19 more minutes till the first break.
What, last one? Okay, well, this is a good one. Just to clear this up, I like letting people know the real truth on this one. The question is true or false. 420 was made up by a bunch of stoner teens.
Probably true.
Stoner teens with superpowers.
Oh, who made it up? What is it?
That one is true.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, and it was a code word that this group of kids that called themselves the Waldos at their school in San Rafael, they would say, let's meet at 420, like let's meet at the backstop at 420. And it just became a thing at that school.
Whoa.
And, you know, way pre-Facebook, it still managed to spread throughout the country and the world.
In what decade?
It's not on the card. So.
Damn it.
Sorry. We will get that for you during the break. And we'll be back with more Getting Dug with High. Stay looking at your computers, everybody.
Hey, everyone. This is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docu-special on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
Hey, we're back. With Getting Dug with High, and Jenny Slate is here, and we have found out during the break that much earlier in the show, we did a lot of show that got that no one got to see because we got shut down by the man.
That's crazy, man.
You're already sort of a little personally paranoid about being on this show, and now that you've heard that we got shut down,
I just
that's
never
scary, right?
Remember that there's a whole world out there. Like,
there
ever.
Is. There's a whole galaxy.
I mean, well, that's
universe.
True. There's a galaxy behind us.
Yeah.
And a whole internet starting right here and then going out.
So, but everyone's going to get to see what they missed at a later time. Like, we're picking up from where we left off, and we'll
right.
just keep going as if that didn't happen. And people can see the whole thing later. But, you know that there was something in the YouTube, what'd they say?
Algorithm,
where a robot decided that it saw something that
it
wasn't supposed to be happening
bad.
On YouTube
yeah.
and shut us off. Like, it wasn't even a person. It was just a program decided.
I just don't get how that
so that's
works.
That's trippy. Yeah, I don't.
Straight up, don't understand it.
I don't get it at all. You don't understand, but like, how does Siri work? You know, what's going on there?
I don't know. I don't know how she works. I never use her because I'm afraid I'm going to break her.
Please don't.
Also,
please don't break her.
Why is it a video podcast? Like, why is it called that? Isn't it just a video?
Oh, I guess they're throwing the word podcast around because.
Does that mean more freeform?
No, I think it means, like, well, it certainly means that you're censor-free. You can say whatever you want.
Right.
But it also means that it's basically to be stored and listened to at the leisure of the person who has it.
Hmm.
Is that what podcast means? I mean, it's a weird word. Fucking spell
it's
check.
It's a gross word.
I get a red line under it every time I write it on my phone, the podcast, because it's like, that's not a word. That's not, that you're spelling something wrong.
My spell check tried to change the word cool to like mitochondria or something yesterday. Like a word that is not
that's,
even.
There's a ghost.
It was really
that's
weird.
A ghost.
Yeah.
That's Patrick Swayze trying to tell you something.
It's like,
If you know,
don't you think you should be smarter, Jenny, instead of writing cool? Write something cooler, like my mitochondria.
Don't you think you should be smarter, Jenny?
Is it Forrest Gump?
Yeah, I can't hear the name Jenny without hearing him say it. But
there was Jenny.
Yeah,
Jenny. It's so funny to me.
There's just so much.
That movie, at the time, I loved it. But now when I watch it on cable, it's so over the top how he speaks throughout the entire thing.
I love it.
And those things he says, they all became such cliches.
Big time.
That it's hard to see them. Like, Rain Man's also kind of hard to watch.
Yeah, but that's sort of different because the 90s have the best quotes. Austin Powers and Forrest Gump are very important quoters.
What's your favorite Austin Powers quote?
Probably the traditional, like, I can't do it, but of the, like,
something
the,
with baby
horny?
At the end of it.
Yeah,
are you just horny,
like, are you
baby?
Horny? I like him asking people if they're horny.
It was hilarious at the time.
It was at the time.
I like the second one the best of the three.
What has the fat? The fat
that
guy.
That was the last one. Get in my belly, all that talk.
Yeah.
That was a little.
You know, bros
rough.
Love that kind of stuff.
Goldfinger, the character, he wasn't called Goldfinger. What was he called? Gold Boner? What? Gold Member. He was called Gold Member.
Gold Boner would have just been better.
This thing was collecting, he'd tear off pieces of his own skin and collect it in jars or something.
Yeah.
That was like his crazy bad guy.
That's gross.
He should have run that by like a focus group or like his mom or something. But, you know, the guy's Michael Myers.
Michael Myers.
Mike Myers is a talented guy. Both of them are very talented.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you, I think we're on the topic that came up on Twitter. If we can, I think we might be able to see it on the screen.
Oh, that's what you're looking at.
The question, because I gave him the one that I wanted and said, go type this one in. And I guess that didn't happen. But as soon as it's available, Daniel, just go ahead and. The head of the network's running around.
It's not up yet.
Oh, what's that?
It's not up.
They can see it at home, but we can't. Well, I still need the question then. She's got the card with the question on it. I was like, put this one up on the screen. I thought I was being such a pro.
If you guys filmed this whole thing, it would be, like, great as it is. Like,
this part is being filmed.
I know. I mean, this is as well. But the during the break stuff.
This is a podcast, Jenny. We're doing it, Jenny. Also, it makes me talk like Tom Hanks, but fortunately, Tom Hanks in
Larry
The
Crown.
Lady Killers. So Larry Crown would be perfect. What the fuck was Larry Crown? What was going on? It was like a TV movie that
Scooters.
Nobody makes anymore.
Yeah.
It started two of the biggest movie stars of all time.
So, like, menopausal.
Hanging out in community college.
Yeah, just did not... Not the movie itself was menopausal, I feel like.
The question came up. I'm excited. I can do it like this. If you had to switch places with the lead character in one movie, Jenny, what movie or who would that person be? And that was suggested by @TheHumanLee.
If you want to know what my immediate reaction in my head, when I took it seriously, was the T-Rex from Jurassic Park. That's the first thing that
That's
popped
a part
into my
you
head.
Would like to
then
play.
I was like, Mary Poppins, like, but yeah. The first, I just
you,
was
do
like,
do you know how much time that T-Rex had
character?
To spend just standing in front of green screens?
Yeah.
That poor dinosaur.
The poor dinosaur.
Yeah. But
I love
that's
T-Rex.
A funny response.
Well.
Can you make the T-Rex noise?
No.
What does it sound like?
No. Well, nobody knows what a T-Rex sounds
like. I think I can do more like what's the little one that does that?
Oh, that's like, that one.
That
sprays Newman in the face.
What's he called?
That's
that one called? The one that goes like that? Raptor, that's
no,
right.
The raptor doesn't...
Velociraptor.
Like no, guys, the raptor doesn't have shit that comes out of its head.
Little ones all jump at you, like, especially if you're a child.
The little girl... different types of dinosaurs, is what I'm saying.
The little girl in Jurassic Park that gets bitten by all the... or is potentially attacked by the little ones, she...
I don't think she
her name's
gets...
Camilla Bell, and she's, like, turned, like, 26 today.
I actually don't think that is true.
All of that is a fact. Look that up.
Oh, are you talking about the girl that played Lex?
He's in the dress.
The girl in the second one, Lost World.
Oh, you're talking about Jurassic Park 2.
Remember the beginning of Lost World? There's a little girl.
Dinosaurs, if you want to figure out what your dinosaur is.
Oh, thank you very much, Daniel. I'm really not that interested in which dinosaur it is. But it was a velociraptor.
Raptors hunt in threes.
But look up that actress's name.
Yeah. I will.
Camilla Bell, I think, is her name. Because I was listening to... I was on K-Rock this morning, and before I went on, I listened to Ralph Garman's Show Business Beat, and he always says all the birthdays, so I know it's Kelly Ripa's birthday.
Oh.
It was...
Bell is 27.
27 she is, 1 year off, and it's her birthday.
It is October.
It is her birthday.
Yeah.
Bam.
All right.
That's how it's
Happy
done.
Happy birthday.
So, we've proven that weed really messes with you.
Yeah.
Makes you very wrong about things.
Yeah.
But did you enjoy that question? What should we do next? Should we do another question?
Sure.
Oh, wait, we got to do something because of the... It'll be kind of a question. It'll be how you feel about a certain story that's in the news, perhaps, probably weed-related.
Sure.
And but the segment is called... Pot Topics. I mentioned this is another... They can hear it. The people that are watching the show can hear it, but you can't hear it.
Oh.
I think that's what happened. Or I sprung that too suddenly.
No, I'll fix the button.
Oh, we're going to put that one in. So everyone that's watching this, not live, is wondering why we keep going on and on about where was the song.
Yeah.
But it was there.
Yeah.
Isn't it great?
I
Pot Topics.
There it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's the male version. We got girls to do it, and it sounds just like the commercial. Next week, we're going to do that next week. There's not even people at a lot of the cameras here. It's like,
no.
Like when you, have you ever gone in and done a morning TV like show where the cameras are all robots?
No.
Like you're on, you know, you get interviewed like on a morning news local program.
Uh-huh.
You ever had to do that sort of thing? Have you done a junket?
Humans.
Have you done a junket where you sat in a room and they all come through?
No.
Oh, you're gonna hate it.
I love talking to new people though.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good that you've got that going.
I like it a lot.
So let's do a pot topic since we went to all the trouble of playing the theme song.
Playing the theme song.
This one was found on the Huffington Post. So some. Some teachers took a student stoner's wall writing, and instead of covering it up, decided to make it into wall art. It's interesting.
Is that it?
Yeah. So he had written that. Why is it wall writing and wall art? That seems like...
Was it say 420 every day?
Right.
Yeah. Every day.
Every day.
Yeah. But I don't get any... I don't know why we're talking about this.
Yeah, me neither.
They call it Viva la Revolucion, and it says medium, pencil on acrylic on sheetrock. Oh, they really treated it like it was a piece of art with the whole sign next to it, who the
Did
artist is.
Did they bring it to a museum?
And no, I guess they just put it up on the wall there in the... Or they put the sign after he had already written that on the wall.
That's supportive. That they're like, fine, if this is how you want to express yourself, we want you to know that you're worth something no matter what you think about yourself.
That's definitely...
Your shit costs $200.
That's a pretty... that's got to be some sort of hippie school or something.
They also did a terrible job of making the tag for it, the card for it. It's like really badly, you know, scissored.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So that's what you do when you're high is you really focus in on the very small, tiny specifics that are fun to talk about with a lot of words.
Yeah, you're right. I'm glad I said that to the whole internet about how crooked that thing is.
How do we know with that stop and start thing we did, how do we even know how long we're supposed to keep going? Like, is this show just going to be a long one?
We're just going to go, but we can go a little bit over and under.
All right. Well, just let me know when it feels like we should do another break.
Okay.
And then we've got a very special thing planned for the, towards the end of the show.
Okay.
Do a couple more.
So.
5 minutes or so.
All right. You're right. This is very casual.
Yeah.
This is
casual. Yeah. You guys are all just chilling on the couch. We got robot cameras.
Is it too casual?
I think it's the right kind of casual. I'm very, very comfortable, and I think that'll be the trick in the future is getting our guests so comfortable that they forget that they're high on the internet.
It's happened many times
and they
already
say some crazy shit.
Hopefully that...
Why haven't you dropped any F-bombs here?
I did one on SNL.
And then you don't even give us one and it's okay?
I didn't give it to them, first of all. I'm pretty sure I didn't give it to them.
You gave it to them good.
Pretty sure that's not what happened. And I probably have said a swear or two.
Okay, good.
Said 420
oh my
viewers.
God, I can't even read that.
You just said 420 viewers.
Oh, we have 420 viewers.
All right. But yeah.
Hooray! 420 people. Yeah, finding us after the knockoff, that was good. And hopefully people will just watch this whenever. But don't leave in that part where I thought it was the break. And I mean, where we were in a break, but I was confused.
We were on a break then when you said that.
Jenny, you said you like to talk a lot.
Yeah, sorry. I was thinking.
About what? How long a hit is this guy going to take? Aren't we still on the internet? Shouldn't one of us be speaking?
I spaced out super hard. Because, seriously, if there were two people there, I might. Like, and I'm not. I forgot. I forgot what we were doing.
That we were doing something.
Yeah.
Like, you thought we were waiting in between things.
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't think I was thinking about that at all. I was, like, thinking about, honestly, why I overbuy at the farmer's market, to be totally honest. I was like, I have, like, 4 squashes at home. What am I going to do with all that?
What a great place to go.
But I'll smoke that again just to even things out.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice. Thanks. I'll find something else for us to...
It's not because I was bored. I just literally spaced out.
No. It's all good. That's what we're... That's exactly what we're looking for.
Great.
That's the clip that we cut out of this episode and slap up there and we tweet about it. What's the deal with your Twitter name? Why is there a number on there? What does that number mean?
Well, my birthday is March 25th, and the other Jenny Slate took Jenny Slate, and she never uses it.
What do you mean, the other Jenny Slate?
There's a couple other Jenny Slates out there.
That's just their given name that don't do anything interesting?
You know, I think like, they're even Jennifer Slates, which is not me.
What?
Yeah, I'm just Jenny. Yeah, should I ask her for that Twitter handle if she's not going to use it?
Get somebody big to ask her, you know? Put some, get some
like
muscle
Santa.
On it. No, I just meant somebody with a lot of Twitter followers. Get Michael Ian Black, you know, to...
Give her back
shame
her,
her into, you know,
she seems
couple
like a
million
nice
people
lady.
See it, you know, you feel like, ooh.
She's a country western singer, I think, and she has a song called Bad Cowboy is what I've learned.
We'll see if she's in the business or whatever. She kind of needs to have her name on there. And
sure, but she should use it.
But she's the one that should be stuck with a dumb number at the end.
Yeah.
You should. My friends,
they were like, oh, we thought you were making a joke about that you're 25 years old. And I was just like... That's a bad joke. Actually, it's not even a joke. Like, I'm not 25. It's just neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
And then none of them, I was like, no, 25, like March 25th. And they were like, what? And I was like, that's my birthday to like my, you know, they didn't
get it.
They didn't know.
Every once in a while, Easter falls on your birthday?
I don't know.
Isn't Easter crazy? The way it just shows up whenever each year, like some it's in different months.
I've never noticed it, Doug. I've never
celebrated
it.
Christmas doesn't jump into January some
That's
years.
That's true. Christmas, yeah, I've never celebrated Easter. But one year I roasted a leg of lamb and a ham in one day and invited people over just to see what that was like.
See, this time you did the right thing.
Yeah, it was Easter.
You told
it wasn't
a story
just like...
for my during my entire
yeah. You're right.
Entire bong hit. That's what we need.
I roasted the leg of lamb in the apartment above and the ham in my apartment.
And a great story at that.
There it is. And they were...
You were like...
delicious.
Pieces of April?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes. Yes, I was. I was kind of like that, actually.
Do you... This is a question from MJSPDX, which I believe means Portland.
Oh.
And the MJS is her initials. I'm kind of a Twitter detective. She wrote, can Jenny Slate tell Doug? Oh, I guess I shouldn't read that part, really. What's your favorite movie soundtrack? Do you have one?
Probably.
The sort of thing you listen to?
Crossing Delancey.
Really? The Pickle Merchant movie?
Yeah. Fucking love that movie.
That was a good pull. That was a good pickle
yeah,
pull.
Yeah, the pickle.
Yeah, with Peter Riegert and Amy Irving.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like we read each other's minds.
It is like that.
That's what marijuana does, is you really...
connect.
I was off on that one. I didn't make it. Connect.
You know,
fix that in post.
My favorite one used to be when I was in high school was the soundtrack to my best friend's wedding. I was like really into that junior year of high school.
What song does that movie start with? It's got that crazy opening title sequence with the girls that aren't even in the movie dancing around in wedding dresses.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
hugging
you're right.
And kissing.
Uh-huh.
And fucking. And squeezing.
Yeah.
It's yeah. not that profane, but
cover.
That's the
it's
idea.
It's like an Ani DiFranco cover of Wishing and Hoping is what it is.
Bam. Ampersand.
They say I have a good memory.
Yeah.
That's what my friends say.
You're good at it. And I remember the dumb song was
that's
in the
true.
Movie.
I didn't even know what the song was.
That's
you
the thing.
Really
you just
did
need like a team.
Lifting.
You do
yeah.
team figuring out of stuff, you know? And that's the great thing about the good old internet in your hand is like IMDb yeah. is like, you know, stone's throw away. Let's do a break if I want. we'll be right back with I got a fun surprise for Jenny. And and some we'll say goodbye.
Oh.
All that stuff's coming up. So keep watching whatever you're watching.
Jury selection continues this week in a Manhattan courtroom where former President Donald Trump is on trial for falsifying business records. Prospective jurors were asked 42 questions aimed at determining whether they can be fair and impartial, such as, can you be fair and impartial? Have you ever been a Boogaloo boy or in Antifa? And what podcasts do you listen to? Trump's required to be present in the courtroom for this trial that could last until June, and he's been talking to reporters before he goes into the courtroom.
I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states, North Carolina, Georgia, campaigning. This is all coming from the Biden White House because the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't campaign. They're using this in order to try and win an election.
Donald J. Trump in court this week on Today Explained, every weekday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, this is Jenny is winning in the which one of us is better on this episode. I want my guests to always be better. That's what Johnny Carson did.
Just trying to be me.
Yeah, no, you're doing a great job, and you're really anchored nicely. You're not like a, you know, you don't get crazy when you're high.
No, I don't think
outwardly
so.
Outwardly so, yeah, you don't get...
Yeah. No, I think
you're
I'm
all. I'd say you're almost
happy.
Introspective, more
I am.
Introspective.
You know, I forgot that. That's the one thing. I was like, what do I like to do when I'm high? And I forgot that I do think a lot.
It'd be fun if somebody came along on the show that just really cannot just focus or answer questions. Yeah, just really. Just
the next time I come, I'm going to just.
Have you ever been like in the room, like holding the person when they're like, when they do like, what is it, salvia? Is that the thing that makes you have like a.
No, I don't know.
Fairly rapid hallucination. Tried to add an extra syllable for no reason.
Yeah.
Hallucination.
Hallucination is probably.
Yeah, but I haven't done any of that kind of stuff. I'm just strictly marijuana and vodka.
I like to take mushrooms, but I don't like the time when you're waiting for them to happen and you just are looking around for weird shit.
Well, that happens sort of with edibles, of course.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Really?
I can't do edible marijuana.
Ooh, that water that you had?
What's that?
I hate to tell you this because it's a spoiler, but it has ricin in it.
Oh, God. Right. Oh, I'll tell you the thing. I took an astronomy lab because I thought I was going to be able to look through the telescope, but in fact, it was like a math class. But then it was always when I was really stoned, like late at night, so you could. I don't know. I forgot to go. I never went. And then I had to finally go. To try to get out of the class.
I think earlier in the show I was going to say that I really liked the movie Gravity, but we got off the subject.
Oh, God.
It was good.
The end of the story is that I went to the class one day, mm-hmm. and they made us give a presentation. But I only showed up at the class because I thought they were going to give us spectroscopes. I'd heard they were going to give us spectroscopes and take us to Times Square, so I got even more stoned to go there. But then they actually just made us give a presentation. And I read the thing that we were supposed to talk about and got up and I talked for like 10 minutes. And I was like, yeah, I think I got it. And at the end, you had to ask the class a question. And I'd written the question and I was like, so? And everyone was just staring. And I had just written, how seems the difference with a question mark? That was it. And I was like, why?
Did everybody laugh?
No, nobody laughed. And I was still wearing my mittens.
I don't know what to say. I have no response
to that.
No,
they were like, get out of here.
You're the perfect first guest, if you ask me. That went exactly as I had hoped it would go.
I don't know.
Getting shut down was important for us the first week because, you know, we gotta go overcome that struggle.
Yeah. You know, you don't want them to do that again.
I don't think they will. That's what they're saying, is it won't happen again. And, and you had you were a little too high for a little bit there, right?
I think so.
I think I am right now.
A little too much?
A little too much, probably.
Uh-huh.
Like, especially, I don't like how my throat starts to burn, you know, after too many hits off of something like that.
Yes, I agree.
That's where, maybe we can get a vaporizer in a bag, you know, a volcano. Maybe somebody has a used one that
we
could purchase.
Why does pot stuff always have to be so, weird looking? You know?
Well, because Bill Nye creates most of it.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the volcano is kind of a crazy contraption. It really makes you feel like, hey, you guys want to do some experimenting?
Right. Yeah, that's cool.
Let's experiment with this thing. You know, and they're like, you got to put it at 6.5. I've seen stoners that, you know, just draw with a magic marker where you're supposed to put the level at. And it's like, if there's a perfect level for the volcano, why doesn't it just make that amount of heat every time when you turn it on? Why have the knob and put it in the hands of somebody who's high? 1 or 10? How burnt do we want it?
Depends on which human.
So you think you're still pretty high?
Yep.
Okay, because I had this idea. I'm very excited to be doing this.
Okay.
Where you're high, and now we're gonna make you watch a magic trick.
Oh, yeah, okay, all right. I got scared for a second, but it's okay.
I know the words make you is probably too aggressive.
Yeah.
Oh. We would like very much if you watch this magic trick and just react as a high person would do while viewing a magic trick.
Okay.
My friend Gabe is here, and he's gonna. Stand in between us.
Hi.
Is there a lot of patter in this one, Gabe?
There is not.
Not? It's like you're like a teller?
I'll try and keep it to a minimum.
Okay. You're already speaking too much for my taste.
I'm already... Okay. What
Just
am I
do
supposed...
me a favor and pick a card.
Is this a good angle on her? Do we need to cheat out a little bit more?
Here.
Yeah,
this
like yeah, you're an assistant on a stage. Show everybody. Can I see it too?
Yeah. Okay. I'll look into space.
Show them? See it.
He's looking into space. Good one.
Okay.
All right.
Back.
All right. Place it back right here.
Oh, God. I don't know why I don't like this.
I know why you don't like it. I bet you're not crazy about it when you're not high, but when you're high.
No, Gabe, I'm sorry.
Oh. No worries.
This is why I brought him here for this to happen.
Would you mind taking a hit for the purposes of the trick?
Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
I think you guys are probably high enough that if you just blow
Here, I'll do it. Just let me do it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
He wants to blow us to blow pot smoke on.
I'm going to try and find your card by getting the card high.
Okay. All right.
Gabe, stop shouting. I had a big night last night. What's happening? What
just
do I do?
Blow on the deck.
I already blew it out.
It's going great.
Hang on. Let me hit it again.
Oh my God.
Okay, there we go.
All right, now this is how we tell if a card is high. If I go through the deck, one card actually turns green.
What?
What's happening?
The Ten of Clubs.
I believe.
Was that it?
Yeah, I think it was.
That was the one?
All right, there's one more part to this Ten of Clubs.
Oh, there's more to it.
Oh,
my God, more is happening.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take the 10, place it here.
Oh, that's the 10 right there on your hand.
Doug, tell me when to stop.
Oh, do you want me to spit water on this one?
You're going
to
pick another card.
I got to blow on another one?
No, just tell me when to stop.
Okay. Please stop. I'm begging you.
Take a look at this card.
Yeah.
All right.
Everybody? This is getting pretty complicated.
All right, now I think you're
How much
high.
More is there to go, you think?
Not very much. I think you're
you
high.
You guesstimated 2 minutes earlier.
I think you're high enough that if you blow on the deck like that, it'll probably work.
I don't want to blow on the deck without smoke in my mouth.
Okay.
You gotta be you.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay, one card. One card only. Actually, do you see a green card?
No.
I think your card actually got so high that it thinks it's Doug's card.
What? That card is green, and it's the Six of Spades.
I really... I actually really I'm astounded.
Yeah, magic is real.
Come on.
That's what stoners are, the gateway to the truth.
Did I give the card
back? Magic is real.
Did I? Oh, how did it happen?
I'll just disappear into space.
Hey. Thank you, Gabe. That's Gabe Lucci, everybody. Give him a seven or eight people round of applause. Call it eight. Wow. That's our show, I think. But wasn't that fun?
Yeah.
Every week he's going to do a different trick for the guest.
Great job. It was real. I mean, I was, oh, I can't even talk about what just happened. I had such a great
Don't make me blow
experience.
On anything anymore, though.
I'm not going to be able to
have enough of that.
It was great. It was really fun. I'm totally shocked by the magic trick. I genuinely never understand how they happen. So.
Yeah. Gabe has already been through this every time we're standing around getting high. And he does a trick for somebody. They're extra impressed.
Yeah.
Jenny Slate was the first guest.
Thanks for having me on your show.
I don't hear all eight of you. That's what I meant.
Congrats.
You're the only one.
That was me. Congrats on your first show.
Thank you. You want to have a toast to the... you get to keep the mug, by the way.
Great.
It says getting Doug on it. Hashtag getting Doug with your thoughts, your comments, your questions, guest requests. Use Twitter to cajole famous pot smokers into, you know what I mean? Like, bombard Brad Pitt's account.
He doesn't have an account.
Does he have a Twitter?
Mm-mm. I don't think Brad Pitt has a Twitter.
I was just thinking how great it would be to put a face on a mug and give it to my friend.
A face on this mug? Cover up what's
get
there?
Get a mug. No. This one's just going to stay just as she is.
Okay.
But get a new one.
And mugs are, of course, in they're feminine. They're she's.
I think so.
Yeah. So what what container would be male?
Oh, a can.
What am I supposed to say at the end? Oh, I know. Thank you, Jenny. And... see you next Wednesday.
Great. Great job.